Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on Monday. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. It's CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. It's the moderator. Matt DeAndrea over there.
Hello.
I want to thank Geico and Zybar for coming on and sponsoring this show. And you can check out Zyco. CarCast brought to you by Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is in the ultra-thin, high-temperature coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. 90%. Mm-hmm. Put Zybar on. Take heat off. Learn more at Zycoat.com. All right. So let's see. We got our big 10th anniversary car show coming up. You got the Lamborghini Huracan.
Yeah.
And no one knows how to. No one knows. You got the Spider. I don't like spiders. I think I was just looking at it out there. Kind of reminds me of the. I think like a Ferrari 360 and a 430 and stuff like that. Like it looks to, in my world, nothing looks as good as a coupe. I like a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
But then convertibles can look pretty good. But then when you put the top up on the convertible, they look weird.
Yeah, it does look better with the top down. But I would say with the high belt line and the sort of the tonneau cover in the back, the way it all works. If you tinted the windows on that car and put the top down, but had the windows up, it'd feel like a Targa. Like nobody would see you.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a little less convertible-y, you know, than it is. It's more fancy Targa.
I do love the new Targas, by the way. And
yeah.
One thing on my bucket list would be to order one of those ones just the way we want it with our blue leather interior and our white exterior,
yeah.
our red leather interior and our navy blue exterior, whatever it is. Phil, the Labrador is behind you. By the way, he's completely spread out on his back. It's his paws. It's like he's playing dead. Like he just lays on his back, puts his paws out. Not a care in the world. Okay, so events, cars, what do we got?
Well, the Peterson event that we've got coming up March 10th, we've got a bunch of events during the day. We're going to have a car show from like 2 to 4. Bring what you got. You can buy tickets for that at the Peterson website, peterson.org. We'll do some judging for cars. We'll have a People's Choice Award for cars. I believe Leno's bringing out a car. Mike Brewer from Wheeler Dealers is bringing out a car. What do you want to bring? That's the question. Like, should bring a couple somethings.
I think you should bring, well, two thoughts. It's sort of what we talk about when we talk about the architecture and home improvement shows and things of that nature. I think there is the guys who want to look at the $1 billion real estate in Malibu, and that's one argument, like this sort of, this is wish fulfillment, dream, whatever they call that kind of kind of side of your brain that goes, I want to look at Liberace's apartment in Manhattan. Like you can't afford that, but I know, but I want to look at it. That's a little more me. And then there's others who go like, well, we want – laughing at Phil again. We want what's affordable. Now he's completely splayed out on his back. So
it's a little not safe for work, that image.
Then there's this element of, well, but what about the couple and something affordable and something you can obtain? Like so mm-hmm. I guess there's two kinds of car shows. – there's two kinds of real estate shows. There's two kinds of cooking shows. There's a sort of cooking at home on a budget when all you have is this. How do you make a flavorful, zesty meal? And then there's like crazy shit that you'll never eat. And my feeling is, with all this stuff, is am I going to get a chance to eat this meal or live in this house?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then show me the cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same basic rules apply to porn. Like, am I ever going to bang this chick? No. Okay, give me the best chick you got then.
Yeah.
This notion of, well, she's a little overweight. She's divorced. She's a mother of four. Like, okay, I think I could get that.
I don't need to watch it.
But I don't need to watch it because yeah. I'm not hitting it. It's just stupid, but that's way we deal with that when we're dealing with selling our car shows. And we go to Goodwood. And it's all, well, our people, they can only afford Dodge Darts. And I go, okay, but again, do the porn reference, and then you tell me. Same guy. Okay, so I think if you press me, I think you got to go 935 because that's the jewel in the crown. And then – because there's so many guys out there in the accessibility department who love the BRE 510. The BRE 510 is so iconic, you know. So I think you go top of the market with the 935, and then you go the super accessible. It's the two-bedroom, two-bath in Van Nuys adjacent.
Yeah.
You know, a couple can afford it. You go with the 510 BRE, although no one can afford a 510 BRE. Because it's a 510 BRE, but there are a lot of guys who have 510s and tribute cars. There will, if enough people show up, there will be several clone cars that show up.
I would even argue, because nobody has seen it yet, video, photos, or other than a few Instagram photos, different drummer 510.
I had that notion initially, like as of 4 minutes ago. I was thinking, oh yeah, different drummer. But then... And I agree. So one's a 510, the other's a 510. But the BRE thing is just so iconic.
Yeah,
it's so crazy iconic that I just think people would do it. Maybe we'll bring all three.
What I would say this is, because we still have a few weeks, tweet us and tell us what cars you want to see. Tell us which cars you want to bring. I will tell you this is, I was thinking because of a little bit of a Le Mans thing. Now, Bruce Meyer has his collection there. It'll be on display. So when you buy tickets to our event, you get tickets to the museum and stuff, and you can walk around. You can see his 935. But for our car show area, we're going to have the 935 1979 Le Mans, and I think we're going to put it next to a 2018 Ford GT Le Mans Heritage Edition. That's the red one with the white stripes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we got a 2018 Ford.
Where are we getting that bad boy?
From the basement of the Peterson Museum.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Going to bring it upstairs. They got it.
The vault.
They got it, and we're going to pull it out of the vault, and we're going to put it up there, and it's good. So we want everybody to bring their cool cars out. I want to get a bunch of cars out there.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. What could be better? And we love it. You love it. So come on out.
After that, you can stay. You can watch Uppity. You can watch the Willie T. Ribs documentary, and then you can hang out. You can have drinks all day and stay for Adam Carolla show at night.
I had a Max Pata. You can tell other Matt, not bad Matt, just Matt Fondelier, the Porcelain Punisher. There was a car up on Classic Driver, I believe it was, and I was... looking at it, it was like on the front page. It was like a Ferrari 360 that had like some Le Mans history. We looked at some Ferrari race cars recently, and this one was a 360 that had like ran at Le Mans, and they did the Enquire prize. So I'm going to tell Matt to inquire. Maybe if he hits him now, it's like it's a Ferrari 360 that ran at Le Mans, and it's up on the front page of Classic Driver. And curious what that number may be, although I have no idea. You guys vote on those cars and tell us which ones you want us to bring. If you want to vote on bringing a Newman GT1 championship car, we'll bring that one. Like you just tell us what car and we'll bring it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting to do.
I agree, and it's going to be a really good day. And
haven't driven your Aston Martin in a minute. You should drive that over there.
I should drive it over there. I'm going to need a designated driver for the ride home because we're staying late and having a good time.
It is going to be a late night, yeah.
And you know the ACS show, the Adam Carolla show. The tickets are, I think, like almost sold out for that. So if you want to go to the whole three events or just that, you got to hurry with that one. I got a really cool picture that I sent you, and then I sent it to Max Zapata. Oh, I got two cool pictures, and we can put them both up. Dave Stone, a guy who runs in my run group, is a real sweet guy. He sent it to me. A couple things he sent to me. One is, I think Les sent me the picture of the Transport and the Ferrari 308 and the Rover 2500 that Newman drove, I think was in the picture as well. And
I got the
Transport.
I got the pictures.
Oh, I didn't see. I see. I don't know how to do the picture. Max Pata can look for that picture
right.
I sent you.
Yeah.
On the Transporter.
Yeah, I'll get that. I have Fondelier here too if you want to relay what you wanted about that Ferrari.
Classic driver, the usual website. It's a Ferrari 360. It's on the top, like on the front page where they feature five cars and kind of scroll along and it says like ran at Le Mans and, inquire for the price or whatever. That's the inquiry.
So this is something I inquired for before you're asking for the response to it, or you'd like me to?
No, just go ahead and do it.
You got it.
Thank you. And we may get it immediately or we may wait till next show and give it to you then. Yeah. But I think Les sent me a picture of the Transport, and the Transport had like Gene Hackman's name on it and James Brolin's name on it. And you talked to the guy in like the Seattle area.
Yeah.
That had the Ferrari and the Transport, right?
Yeah, he did.
And it was
he does.
And it said like team manager, like Gene Hackman on the side of it. And it also had James Brolin. Now, James Brolin's coming in on ACS, so I'm sort of interested in this. It had Newman, Brolin, Hackman, and maybe even another guy.
It was Clint Eastwood, I think.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
I'm pulling it up.
Right, was on there. So that was a really cool picture. We'll put it up at the CarCast Show. Is that there?
CarCast Show.
Just CarCast.
Although we are
show.
The CarCast Show. It's CarCastShow.com.
It's CarCast Show. Yeah, so I didn't get the pictures attached. Yeah, team manager Gene Hackman, Paul Newman, Clint Eastwood.
Drivers, Clint Eastwood, James Brolin.
Yeah.
And it's
and
got...
And then driver Paul Newman off to the...
Right, under the Ferrari. So it's Anheuser-Busch. It's Ferrari. It says team manager Gene Hackman has Budweiser. It's a it's a box truck, you know, kind of a Transport box truck, kind of like what ours looks like, our BRE one looks like with the cab in the front, the sort of box in the back. And if you go back to the regular size picture, you can see that it's the 308 Ferrari, number 75, with like kind of lightning bolt, kind of Budweiser finish. And then there's that Paul Newman 75, 2500 Rover. I think it is a Rover, right? Or am I making that up? Or I always get that one confused. Or Triumph. Sorry, it's a Triumph 2500 there that Paul owned, had put in his livery. Never really raced
his
too
black
much.
And silver livery, like
black and silver.
Yeah,
it's local. That car is 14 miles from where I live.
Yeah, yeah, we went and saw it.
Went and saw it, but the guy wanted way too much money for it, so yeah, we didn't purchase
way
it.
Too much money. And by the way, it's not. It was in boxes. Like it was, you know, he had the body there on the frame, but you know, the rest was kind of in boxes taken apart, and it was gonna be a deal.
Right. So there's that.
A lot going on.
Right. But a cool old picture from back in the day of the cars being together and being out at a racetrack. It's hard to discern what racetrack it was at, but it's got like the trailer and the motorhome and the transport rig and the old Coca-Cola can sitting on the ramp.
Yeah. And but they're in the grass. It's like, it's kind of a ratty little, you know, kind of a bush league little paddock area that they've set up for themselves, right?
Right. The other picture that somebody sent me that I thought was kind of cool was on eBay. It was Dave Stone. He sent me an eBay picture of like the buy it now. And it was Newman sitting in my, or his at the time, 200SX B sedan car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sort of sitting in it. And he's got his legs kind of like flopped out over the side of the roll cage. And he's just kind of chillaxing in this car in his fire suit. And he's there's some script on the bottom of it. And I don't know what it says from the picture. It's like it's too small, but somebody did the buy it now for $19.99 on eBay. Frame comes with it. And I was like, all right, how are you going to say no to that? He's sitting in my car, right?
For $20?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll take that, right?
Is the shipping included?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I wonder how that works. Yeah, it's a great photo. So we got to get it in the mail so we find out what it says on the bottom.
I guess so. So that
it says not actual photo. It's an unauthorized photo reprint.
So that car and that car is, by the way, up. You know, if you guys want to see that car at the Peterson, it's okay. Go ahead and vote for it.
You guys pick. They all got to be towed anyway.
Adam, bad news though, that has sold on eBay.
I know, I bought it.
He bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he bought it.
I hope I bought it.
I was like, we'll never find out what it says. Okay.
No, he
yeah,
he
told
didn't buy it now.
And I just have to bring this up. When you got sent that Brolin picture on the transporter, we literally spent about 10 to 15 minutes talking about Brolin that day. So it was crazy.
Weird
that,
coincidence?
I don't even know. Like, like Adam got sent a thing of Paul Newman stuff with James Brolin on it. Like, hours after we've never brought him up for years, and then that comes up with Paul Newman stuff the same day.
Yeah, I was talking. It's look, I always call it, I don't call it God, Jesus Christ. I don't call it serendipity. I don't call it karma. I just call it the great magnet. That's the great magnet. The great magnet at work is I'm talking about James Brolin for 15 minutes on my podcast. And somebody, I think it was Les, sends me a picture I've never seen before of a transport with James Brolin's name on the side of it that I get, I guess.
Like during the show?
I had no idea? Max Paddock can do the math on it because all the podcasts just sort of blend together. But I think I got the email from Les like that night or the next morning or something very close to the time I'd been talking about.
Yeah.
He sends me every picture. He gets always of a Datsun.
Yeah,
he's never sent me a transport that had a Ferrari and James Brolin's name on the side of it. So I was happy, and then I sent it to Max Apata saying, well, when Brolin comes in, we should definitely discuss.
It's weird.
Because that's an interesting time of his life, like him and Gene Hackman and Paul Newman and who else did we say? Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
I mean, you're James Brolin. James Brolin. He's doing Amityville Horror, and he's doing a lot of like TV movies where he's like locked up in a department store with Dobermans running around trying to get him and stuff. But Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman, and Paul Newman are three of the top five biggest actors in the world.
Yeah.
So
all during this time that you're talking about, like they're all crushing it.
Yeah, so if you are going out on tour, it'd be like me going out with Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, and God, I can't use Louis C.K. anymore.
Yeah.
I can't, what's his name, the short brother, it's always with the Rock movies.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. It's like those three are going out.
Short brother.
And Adam Carolla. You know, that's basically what that is.
Like, yeah.
And James Rowland.
Yeah. All right, I'd say yes to that. You should
well,
say
who's
yes to
bigger
that.
Than Clint Eastwood and Newman at that point and Hackman? I mean, Jesus Christ. All right. Sorry, I'm fighting a cold here.
We think we found that Ferrari, too, if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, yeah, that's the Ferrari 360. Yeah, it ran at Le Mans, I guess. There's a description of it, which is kind of weird because it says Le Mans twice, and then it has different finishing orders. Maybe you could try to make some sense of Le Mans twice with the same date and a different finishing order. I'll tell you about the Zycoat. Many engines, like my BRE 2000 Datsun Roadster. They take the intake and the exhaust. They put them on the same side. All the Datsuns, the L motors, L20, L18, L16, U20. Mm-hmm. All the Roadster has the U. The 510 has the L's in it. Put the hot header on one side, and they put the carbs right over the top of it, and all that heat screws everything up. And before, you could put heat shields and wrap the stuff and do ceramic stuff and all that kind of stuff. But now they have Zybar. It's DIY. You do it yourself. That's what it stands for. High temp coating reduces radiant heat by 90%. Stuff's really good. It really works. We talked to the fellow who basically invented this stuff, and I knew he was real when I said, put in a rattle can. And he said,
The accelerant
in the can will screw with the chemistry of it. And I was like, well, you guys are serious. CarCast listeners receive 15% discount plus free shipping for all online orders. Just enter promo code CARCAST when you purchase at Zycoat.com. That is Zycoat.com. Again, they have like four standard colors, and I think they'll even mix you up a custom color. Can you make heads or tails of the appearance at Le Mans,
seventh, 19th overall and seventh in its class, and then 13th overall and fourth in its class, but both in 2001. So I don't know, a typo maybe.
Maybe it's 2001 and 2002.
Yeah, or 2000 and 2001.
Oh, probably 2000, 2001. Anyway, yeah. Interesting. I always wonder, like, hey, I want $3 million for this car. Like, all right, how about you have a ninth grader proofread your piece of paper before you put it out there?
Yeah, I'm going with just simple typo. He was just thinking the year is wrong, which also is the most valuable solution because now it's a two-time Le Mans participant, you know, as opposed to just going the one time. Not that that's bad. Going one is good.
So the Brolin talk was on January 25th, and the email from Les with the Brolin on the side of the transporter was January 25th. And never sent me anything that had any Brolin anything. It's been Newman, Newman, Newman.
Yeah.
I've literally heard like Frank Moniz and John Morton and like those guys' names way more than I've ever heard. I've never heard James Brolin from him. I don't have any Brolin connection.
I didn't know Brolin was into that. I didn't know Brolin was.
Well, I shall ask him. I shall ask him in person, and we shall find out. But I do have the picture of him slopping out of the car out of the 2000. The 2000. In case you're thinking about voting on these cars to go to Peterson, to me, one of the coolest cars to just sort of walk up on is the 2+2 300ZX. It's big and it's like wide and it's low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to walk up on, poke your head in kind of car.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite among the two, the 87 and the 88? White roll cage versus blue?
I like the one that has the PLN.
Complete engine?
The complete engine and the PLN
headrest. The headrest. The PLN headrest.
Yeah. I like that. I like that car. All right. Do we have questions? By the way, Max Pata,
sure do. And if you guys want to write in, just go to carcastshow.com, click the contact page, and write into us. We'll read your question on air. This first question comes from Micah. He's from Seattle. Guys, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Vintage race car prices are going through the roof. Is this good leverage to convince your wife that racing modern cars now will be good legacy investment for your grandkids? Love the show, Micah.
Grandpa left me a spec Miata with a blown head gasket.
So vintage car prices are going up. So he's saying start doing a little modern car racing because that'll be good for the kids.
They'll become vintage soon enough.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's definitely this. When I started getting some of these cars in the earlier 2000s, you know, 2006 or 7 or 8, the notion of a car from the later 80s or early 90s was not vintage at all. Just I mean, it's stupid what we do with time. We treat time like it, like in 1820, they probably looked at 1795 as not very long ago, you know, and now yeah. It's all just a billion years ago with a bunch of dead people. But we don't see us living it in real time, but we should. I mean, anybody, the smartest guys in the world are the guys who've been scooping up these like Le Mans cars from 1997 and 1994 and 2003, you know, because it was just, we were doing the same thing that was happening with Shelby Daytonas and everything else, where Ferrari GTOs were like, it's 1968. That's an old race car. Nobody wants it. Get it out of here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then next thing you know, time, which never stops, just kept going, and we got to that stuff. And so the notion that some of the stuff I got from the 80s and even early 90s, when I got it, it was like, that's too new to be vintage. We're looking at Ferraris from the 50s and Aston Martins from the 60s, you know, like that kind of thing. And I just kept saying, well, it's going to be old one day, right? I mean, it has to be old one day.
When you got the Steve Millen O'Connell Morton car, when you purchased that, I would say you couldn't have vintage raced it. It wasn't old enough yet.
Right. That's a 94.
Yeah. I think it has to be 25 CX. Years or something. Right. Yeah. And look, to this guy's question, you know, should he get a modern car and race it and it's going to be worth money? If you win.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you got to win.
You got to have a little history.
Yeah. If you DNF everywhere, it's not going to be worth that much more money.
It's not the financial side, you know, for the old lady, the argument would be more, I think my argument more would be I'm going to get something, a 240Z or something with a little bit of history and pay a little bit more than you think it's going to be right for it now, because I think, and I can go out and do events and that car will be worth more. I don't know.
Or if you're going to make the argument to the wife, start racing because it's something you want to do now with the kids or the grandkids.
Right.
Right. And then.
Right.
Because they're going to hate you all at some point.
They do. They always kind of tell you that, you know, all car guys do this. I never really get it because it doesn't really work for real estate. They're like, you buy the car you want. You go use it how you want. You don't worry about like the investment. You don't worry about what's the best car investment? The car you want to drive. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't feel like that's advice.
Yeah.
Hey, what should I eat for breakfast, Mr. Nutritionist? You like licorice? Yeah. Well, then that'd be the best. It's like, no.
I don't know if that's the best.
I think
yeah, this is a little different.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
All right. This one's from Kimberly. What does a girl have to do to get some hot wheel talk? I have an Audi 2016 RS7 with 21 inches and no snow tire made, so I think I need to go 20 by 9 inches. However, Audi's tire package is narrower than 9 inches. How does it work to have OEM replaced by narrower? I'm not exactly off-roading the beast.
It's a hot chick with a, we'd say it was a 7?
RS7, which 2016.
Is nice. Nice. I love this woman. What's her name?
Kimberly.
Kim. Courageous Kim.
Yeah. So she's got 21s, and you can't get a snow tire for it.
Car comes with 21s?
Yeah. It's probably got an optional 21. Maybe the RS7 comes with 21s. I want to say it comes with a 20 by 9 as well if you want. So if you're going to go scale down, I don't, like, she said narrower, but I don't know that that's exactly what you meant, because I think you're kind of
sizing down.
Where's
she from? Sorry.
Doesn't say.
She should
someplace say. Cold.
So here's the deal. Car tire sizes can be a little bit tricky. Not for me. I study them meticulously.
Probably do, like, way more than a human should.
I'm obsessed with offsets and camber and toe and all kinds of tire sizes. But I can tell you, if you want to go to Tire Rack and find some tires, you know, and search by size, and you can tell, like, what's the width, what's the tread width, what's the weight, what's the heat cycling, what is the overall diameter, what size rim. It'll go, it'll fit 9-inch to 11-inch rim, you know, or 9 to 10.5 inch, or whatever that is. You shall find the tires you want.
And there's plenty of, like, tire size calculators, because if you had a 21-inch and you said, you know, I'm running a 245, 40, 21, and you want to switch the wheel to a 20,
right?
There's a calculator that would say, oh, we'll run a 245, 45, 20 instead of a, you know, instead of a 40, and how much does that throw off, you know, the, you know, your speedometer or something, you know, and you can kind of figure that out. But I'm surprised you can't find a 21 inch tire to fit that car that is an all weather tire. If you go to a 20 or the 20 by 9 or whatever she said she was going to switch to, that's a wheel and tire change. So that's a huge investment, getting set of wheels, you know.
Yeah, but
I mean, you could run your 20s with snow tires in the winter and your 21s with your performance tires, your summer tires during the warm weather.
Wouldn't I'm thinking about I think you just swap the whole thing in and out, right? Like, get a set of rims for the winter, get a set of rims, leave the tires on it, just pull the whole thing off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Easy, fast.
I don't know. I don't live in a cold area. I don't know what people do, but it seems like
rims and I don't know. Rims and tires aren't – look, you can spend a lot for rims, or you can spend a relatively small amount for rims, just kind of depending on what you're looking for.
And if you're going for, like, a stock rim, if she's going to get another set of just, like, Audi wheels, there's plenty of people with an RS7 that probably customize wheels, and they got a nice set of stock ones they're selling up on eBay or Craigslist or something.
Trying to think of what the most – what do you think the most swapped wheel is? Like, you'd have to kind of figure, well, what do they sell the most units of? And, like, what do they – like, 240Zs came with, like, a steel rim and, like, a hubcap. And everybody switched them out to, like, these mags.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has switched those cars to mags. Maybe
– So you're asking what vehicle do I think has the most, like, over the life of the vehicle?
I'm trying to think. We have to be like, well, Miata sold a lot. What came with a Miata?
I've got an idea. I'm going to tell you guys about Geico first.
All right.
Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. And now you can add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. You don't have to pick up or drop off anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Just go and check out geico.com.
Thoughts.
All right. I've got a thought.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jeep.
Oh, Jeep.
Yeah.
It's a good thought.
They made a ton forever. And I don't even think I've ever seen one with stock wheels on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jeep Wrangler. I don't care. Two-door, four-door, Nazi version, American version, whatever.
I've seen, that's right, seen a lot. Seen a lot of the guys with the big lift kits and the big jacks up on the hood now. Mm-hmm. And
but now we have like the dealers do it. Like, oh, we can do it for you, build it into the price. And, you know, it's just like, why not modify it from the dealer? There's so many. You know, you go to your Jeep dealer, open the Mopar catalog, swap wheels. You know, I'm going to say Jeep just because of probably how many they made, how long it's been around, and how many they've been modified.
Yeah. Haven't seen a lot of Priuses. Not a lot of Lamborghini Muras. But the Jeep, Yeah. The one you'll never, I don't think, like one of the cars like you'll never see is like an early-ish Countach. Like the ones that had that just barely
right.
P7 Pirellis with the big barely 15-inch gold on the back. Like mm-hmm. you've never mm-hmm. seen an upgrade. Never seen. Like you'll see on occasion someone will take they'll take like an Islero and put like the mag wheels on it or the spoke or wheels yeah. on it or whatever it is. But you'll never see the back of that Countach. I mean, the back or the front. Like, have you ever yeah. seen?
And it's kind of, you'd have to order a wheel up. You'd have to have something made, you know?
Right. Yeah, you would. I mean, you couldn't go down to Pep Boys and get some center lines or some Kragers.
Yeah.
But you've never seen it.
No.
All right. Yeah, good to know. Foxwoods tonight, Adam Carolla's Unprepared. Stand up, and then we'll do Adam Carolla's Unprepared. Boston Wilbur Theater, that'll be tomorrow night. Same thing. The Peterson Museum, we know that, March 10th. So you can go to adamcarolla.com and say hi to us over there. Shift and Steer, you can listen to that on Podcast One. Support the show by going to carcastshow.com and send us a tweet or an Instagram or Facebook, at Twitter and Instagram at Carcast Show as well. And anything you need, just go to adamcarolla.com. It'll be waiting for you there. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on carcastshow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.